You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Manhattan, New York to Manhattan, Kansas, from Melbourne, Australia to Geneva, Switzerland, we are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from our listeners around the globe on this glorious summer afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening in. Today's show is sponsored by Mark Harris Real Estate. If you're looking for a property in the Los Angeles market, looking to buy or sell, contact me directly, markharrisrealtor@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Good place to go if you need that property. Boy, it's going to be a hot one in the Southland today, Mark. 103 at some points.
That's why you call it the summer.
Yeah. I think the hottest day of the summer, the hottest day of the year so far.
Crazy, isn't it?
Which is crazy. But another wonderful day, and it seems like it's been a while since we've been in studio. For some reason, it's been...
It seems longer than it has been, though, actually.
But we got a jam-packed show today. Jam-packed. We have in-studio guest Halia Kalish as our guest, and I hope I didn't butcher her name, and she's going to be representing her brand. I'm not even going to mention her brand, but it's a healthy snack line. She'll be coming in this afternoon to chat with us about her product line and being involved with our upcoming Celebrity Gifting Suite to celebrate the Emmys in Hollywood.
Great.
But lots going on, Mark, and we will start off the show like we do every Thursday with our birthday greetings. We got some good ones today that I think
fantastic.
You're going to like. And celebrating 50 candles on her birthday today, Mark, is Deborah Messing. I think she's the one from...
I think she's been...
Will and Grace? Isn't she in Will and Grace?
I think you're right. Okay.
She's 50.
Somebody else. 50. Looks pretty good for 50.
Belinda, just like Cher and Madonna... Belinda, she's 29 today. She's a singer. Wow. You ever hear of her?
No, I have not.
Now, you figure when these people have the one single names like that, they're very well known.
Yeah.
You know.
You can't go with a single name unless you're somebody.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, Oscar winner Jennifer Lawrence.
That's right.
You
that's got to precede
have to use
that. That's
two
right.
Words.
How old do you think she is, Mark?
I'd say she's 37.
I'm going to blow you away with this. Today, she's 28.
Wow.
Seems like she started when
so she
was like 20.
She won an Oscar when she was about 23?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. She looks older.
You know, it blows me away that she's 28, and Joe Jonas, he's celebrating 29 today.
Huh.
He seems younger.
Huh.
Yeah. But Riley Bingham, Mark. Riley Bingham.
Sounds familiar.
Yep. YouTube star. She's
okay.
10.
That's it.
She's 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Nipsey Hussle would have been 34 today.
Wow.
Ben Affleck. What do you think?
I'd say he's 47.
46.
Okay.
Always real close. Always real close.
Yeah.
Dana Shabab, she's a TikTok star, Mark.
Oh, TikTok. We still haven't figured out what the TikTok
is. Right, but she's 16.
Okay.
Chief Keef, he's a rapper. He's 23. Whatchamacallit? Anthony Anderson, your buddy.
Ah, my buddy. I'd say he's 44.
48, Mark.
Okay.
48. Close. 48 today. And you're going to love this one. Napoleon Bonaparte.
Oh, if he was still alive, how old he would be? Yeah, well, let's see. He died in 1821. So he was about 45 when he died. So 229.
Yeah, good enough. But he was 52 when he died.
All right. I said 45.
Yeah. Maybe. But boy, you were quick to know that he died in 1821.
Yeah.
But anyhow... happy birthday to everybody selling a birthday today. Oh, Julia Childs, Mark. Julia Childs.
If she would have been alive, she'd be 90.
She was 92 when she died.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, she was 92 when she died.
Wow.
If she was still alive today, she'd be 107. Yeah. I think she started off late in her career getting big, you know, in the 60s, I guess she was in her late.
Well, and let's give a belated happy birthday greetings to our own buddy, our fellow bon vivant, George Hamilton, who turned the big 8-0 on Monday of this week. So a big happy birthday to...
80, huh?
80. Yeah.
Wow.
Big happy birthday right there, yeah. So anyhow, so I'm with the show. First things, Matt, I want to... Because we've got a bunch of shout-outs we want to get...
We do have a bunch of shout-outs. So, it's very important to get them all out today.
First thing I want to do is because, you know, on our last show, we didn't get around to it, but we know a month ago we were on Del Mar, opening day of Del Mar down there in...
Yeah,
Del Mar,
4 weeks ago yesterday.
Del Mar Races, which was a great day. It was a full packed day for us. So I want to thank Del Mar for accommodating us. We were in the Turf Club, had a great time down there. It was a great day of racing, great day in the Turf Club.
Did you win?
Yeah, I think we did.
I didn't. Okay, but right. I think you did a couple times.
We don't normally bet when we go down to Del Mar, but we did that time and we actually won ourselves, which was, or I did. So
you
which
did,
was,
yeah.
Which was fantastic.
I think you won a couple times. I won nothing.
So, Del Mar Racing, it's where the surf meets the turf. It's been around there since the 30s, I think, when Bing Crosby got together with his other Hollywood buddies and they opened it up. But it's always a great day. They had 48,000, 50,000 people on the opening day. You come out, you dress to impress, bring a cigar, bring, you know, have a nice drink when you get there. They've got alcohol everywhere. They got bars, restaurants all over the place. It's got, you know, we are home to Santa Anita here in the LA area, which is fantastic. But where the surf meets the turf down there in Del Mar, I think you agree with me.
Yeah.
Nothing comes close.
The only thing it compares to is Kentucky Derby.
Right.
That's the only thing it compares to. But it's fashion, 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 and it's jam-packed. Opening day in Santa Anita, as much as we love it, Del Mar is just that much, it's more crowded.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's smaller. Because I think at opening day for Santa Anita, there's about 35,000 people. So 40,000 at Del Mar just seemed
actually
a lot more congested.
35,000 for Santa Anita. But anyhow, I want to thank our friends at the Rancho Valencia Hotel and their after pony party. We attended that for the first time this year. RanchoValencia.com. This was a great after party. One of the sponsors was Vive Clicquot Champagne, which is one of our favorite champagnes, if not the favorite champagne that we enjoy.
For sure.
The thing I liked about the after pony party is right when you get there, they give you a glass, a welcome Vive Clicquot in the orange Vive Clicquot.
Their signature
glass
colored
color.
Cup.
Yeah. So right out of the gate, before you walk in, you have your Vive Clicquot champagne.
Yeah.
Take you over to the media wall, get some pictures of the media wall. It's fantastic. And the spread, the food they had there was fantastic. I mean, it was just fantastic. They had oysters.
And we
over
just
there.
Came from another place. So
right. And it was fantastic. I mean, it was, this party was just second to none. If you want to go to the Rancho Valencia Hotel, again, it's RanchoValencia.com to book a reservation. It is 858-756-1123. And this is their annual party. I think they've been doing this for about 8 years, give or take. So next year, again, in July, you got a plan of going to the after pony party at Rancho Valencia Hotel.
Fantastic.
RanchoValencia.com. Thanks again for having the Harris Brothers at the party. You guys.
And that being said, keeping on that topic still with ponies in Del Mar, we've been invited to attend the San Diego Polo Classic. I believe this is the first one. The San Diego Polo Classic also taking place at Del Mar. Under the lights, or at evening, I should say, September 28th, it's going to be an evening of an evening event, yeah, an evening of two polo matches, fashion, food, and drink with Millionaire's Row, and it's a two-day event. The next day is a party event, but Saturday, the 28th, is the San Diego Polo Classic, and you could get more information as tickets are still available. Go to poloamerica.com/San Diego Polo-Classic. Tickets are still available. We're going to be participating in invited guests in the Millionaire's Row. I know there are other options available. We participated or attended this is the first one, I believe, for this year. But last year we attended the Polo Classic that took place in Las Vegas, and it was absolutely wonderful. We missed the one earlier today, but looking forward to attending the San Diego Polo Classic September 28th at Del Mar. Should be interesting. The only time I remember doing polo in the evening, Mark, was back in the 80s.
The
Equestrian Center in Burbank, and that was, you know, the LA Stars. But usually, other than that, every other polo match we go to, it's during the day and afternoon. So this should be an interesting event to go to. So again, tickets are still available. So check them out again at poloamerica.com/San Diego.
Well, that should be interesting.
Yeah, should be. So lots of fun stuff on the horizon. Lots of stuff to catch up on. The Emmys are upon us in, I think, September 20th, so just a little more than a month. And then another note before I forget, tonight, if your schedule permit, tune into the FYI Network. For episode of Storage Wars,
The French Job,
and I would think, I believe that's your favorite episode.
My favorite episode is our first episode, the Kooks, the Chief, yeah,
yeah,
our very first episode as Bitters. That was my favorite.
As Bitters,
yeah,
Bitters, not in Bitters, but Bitters. We are bidding on that. Once upon a time in Hollywood, we just passed by coming to the studio today, Marcasa Vega,
yes,
one of the restaurants. Scene in the movie, and the movie is great because it's participating
all over Hollywood,
Different venues and restaurants. And
fantastic. That's one of the best things about the movie. You know, I've seen the box office numbers have dropped dramatically since it opened. So it's going to peter out at maybe 90 million or so.
Well, it's already made over 100.
Oh, has it?
Yeah. Last week it was 90. So it's like at over 100 today.
What did it open at?
You're 40.
Not talking about domestic. Because the last weekend was 23.
Well, I just checked the numbers on Sunday, and they opened up at 40 million opening weekend. So it's like at...
Yeah, because this last weekend, a couple days ago, it was 11 million.
Yeah, I'm talking total.
Yeah, I know, but domestic or global you're talking about? Because I'm questioning that $100 million domestic.
Okay, well, I don't know, but I'm just saying it's made over...
Yeah, globally.
Well, usually when you check the numbers on the Sunday or the Monday...
Yeah. Well, you look into that. I've got another thank you. Before we get to another thank you... How about that show on WGN, The Disappearance? Have you been watching that?
Yep.
I don't normally watch WGN, but I read a review about this thing about 5-6 weeks ago, because I think this was only a 6-episode run, which seems to be more and more of the thing nowadays. But anyhow, watched it, and it's on WGN. It was with Peter Coyote, and it was called The Disappearance, and it was about this kid being abducted and then the 2-year search to find him. But boy, talk about quality TV making or quality TV shows in this new golden age of television. You know, we got all the stuff on cable, all the stuff on Amazon, all the stuff on Netflix, all the other stuff that's streaming. But this WGN with The Disappearance knocked it out of the ballpark. I hope to see them for Emmy nominees next year.
It ended at the cemetery, and the kid was looking at the... was there any type of hint or something that I missed that could lead to some other show?
Well,
like
no,
a part two?
The last thing was the grave of the guy that the ball...
It was just the way they showed it. I'm thinking, was this some kind of lead up to another
season?
Yeah.
Who knows? I remember when Big Little Liars ended last year. I thought that was it. I didn't think that's it.
Yeah.
And
it was supposed to be it.
Yeah.
They said that's it. It was only one season. It was made
that's
for one season.
That's what I thought. But they made a way to come back, and they came back great.
I guess when the numbers are good.
That's it.
Anything could.
I mean, look at it. Weekend at Bernie's. Bernie's dead in the first one, but yet they brought him back dead again in Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Yeah. And just like, I guess, Dallas many years ago. What's his name? Bobby died, right? But they brought him back two seasons later with the Dream.
Yeah, because the Rays were so good.
Yeah.
So he came to an agreement, a contract agreement, so they brought him back. So
I guess at the end of the day when...
The numbers are good.
Yeah. You could do anything.
Anything.
I mean, you could... But anyhow. Yeah, so I guess, when I'm just checking the numbers, it just says global, just like Hobbs and Shaw meet 100 million. So I guess it's globally, but these are just the numbers. But $40 million first weekend was globally as well.
Yep.
It'll probably peter out about 200 million, I guess. I don't watch The Bachelorette. Didn't watch it, but I didn't really particularly care for The Bachelorette, whatever her name was. Now, she picked a guy, but then she left him, right?
The guy she picked? She picked him, but she left him because she found out that he was a weasel.
Yeah.
He had a girlfriend.
Yeah. So then they came back after The Rose, or whatever they call that show, and the other guy, Tyler, who was the second guy, runner-up.
Yep.
So she picked him to make a run at it.
Well, no, she just said, let's give a shot at it. Let's go for a date.
Okay.
And he says, okay, let's go on a date.
Yeah. So now he's seen all over town with supermodel Gigi Hadid. I wonder how she feels about that now. I know they weren't...
Who feels about what?
The Bachelorette. I mean,
Well, they gave it a run. They went on a date.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is 90% of the people, they're on the show, they pick somebody, and they go off, and if it doesn't end happily ever after, it lasts more than a day.
But that's the one that they pick for the show, for the final.
What I'm just saying is she had two choices, and now she's got none.
Well, yeah, because she went on in an old-fashioned date with the other guy, and it just didn't work. The first guy was...
I'm just saying, because they made the big thing, what's his name was saying, this is great, let's give this a run. So it didn't work the first time. Then she thought, wow, I'm lucky enough to have a shot with the second one. And whether they went on one date or three dates, all of a sudden now he's seen around town with a supermodel.
Because they went on the one date afterwards, a normal date, which is different than a bachelor date. And they figured after the one normal date, it didn't work. So they broke up. So, I mean, that's the cool thing to do.
Yeah, I'm just saying, that doesn't happen very often for The Bachelorette. You get two choices or two chances. And I wonder if she was thinking, man, if I would have taken him originally, where would this be?
It would have been, who knows?
Originally.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, the show is entertaining. That's all I can say about it. I've seen every episode, all the seasons since it's been on, and it's a joke. It's just ridiculous. It's absurd, but it's entertaining. And we critique it every week. Everybody that's on the show, we're constantly critiquing it, but it's entertaining TV.
Sam Rubin says it was the worst season ever.
Well, I wouldn't say it was the worst season. It was the worst group of people. But, you know, they were in different places, Latvia, different places that you normally wouldn't go to. So it was interesting. It was interesting.
I remember the first couple seasons, they never went anywhere.
You know, July 9th or August, what was that? No, July 12th was the 50th anniversary of the, no, July 20th was the 50th anniversary of the landing on the moon, which was huge a month ago. It was everywhere you looked. There was Buzz Aldrin. There was all these shows, all these specials, all these documentaries about the landing on the moon. We're here in the Pasadena area, and we were lucky enough to be invited to go to the Apollo 11, the immersive live show. This is, was in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the landing of the lunar, I guess the lunar module. You call that the lunar landing. Lunar landing to the moon. And it was, let's see, fantastic here. What have I got here? On stage in the Lunar Dome. Apollo 11 is a groundbreaking new play with an original story inspired by the Apollo missions. The show is performed by a cast of 20 in their spectacular custom-built theater, the Lunar Dome, with 40,000 square feet of video projections. I mean, this thing's great. The website is apollo11show.com. Now, the next show is coming to Houston, Texas, on December. So is August, September?
I think they're in Orange County now, aren't
they?
They're
not. That's postponed. Oh. The next one is in December. Apollo 11 is a groundbreaking new play with original story inspired by the Apollo missions. The show is performed by a cast of 20 in the spectacular built theater. Apollo 11 tells the story of the moon landing from the perspective of the 400,000 people who worked together to put astronauts on the moon. Now, that's an astonishing number. I never knew that there were that many people involved with putting that program together and getting to the moon and safely home. So this is a great production. It's a great show. And after going to it, we were there opening weekend, I believe it was, last month. I'd strongly recommend visiting it to our Texas listeners out there in Houston. Go to apollo11show.com. Tell them the Harris Brothers sent you. It's a great show.
Yeah, it was like a play. It was like, it was an educational thing. I had no idea what to expect. But I guess it was more like a play than anything else, right?
Yeah, I would think so. And you know, it was cool how they had like the Saturn V rocket, the way that thing took off. It was
that,
right in front of you.
Yeah, with the right? It was like since around from the 70s when Earthquake was out. And what other movies did they do? Oh, Roller Coaster, they did one
Midway.
More. Midway. Yeah, but it was like since around with the vibration.
Yeah.
Great. The smoke.
It was like a play in the Lunar Dome. And every seat is good. I mean, every seat.
Was there theater. Singing going on too?
Singing?
Yeah. Did they have any like song and dance numbers? For whatever reason, I'm thinking there was like a song and dance number.
Maybe that's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But either way,
but
it was.
What did you plan in my head? Geez, this was just a month ago. We don't know if they had a song and dance number.
Seems like it was longer than a month ago.
It's a serious play with a little humor, I guess, to it, but it was fantastic.
Very educational, too.
So thanks again for allowing us to attend. We had a great time.
Fantastic. Did you see the Teen Choice Awards the other day?
No, I'm not a teen.
Yeah, I like to keep in tune with what's going on.
Yeah.
I only watch like fragments of it just to check it out because they were at the beach.
Yeah, I saw this, 1 minute and I just said, that's enough.
That was like a MTV, this was on
I
Fox.
Saw when Robert Downey Jr. got his award.
Wow, was he there?
Yeah, he was there.
Wow.
Yeah, I think everybody that, you know, this is an award where you know who's winning, so you're going to be there. It's like the People's Choice Award.
Where'd they come from? Because there's no seating. Everybody was standing on the beach.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see that. I just saw when Robert Downey Jr. was suddenly on the stage.
Yeah, I guess they just had everybody backstage because it was like an MTV special from the 80s, a spring break special, where they were like at some Cabo or San Tropez where everybody was just on the beach drinking and dancing. I'm thinking, so where are the people coming from?
I guess backstage.
Yeah.
Again, when I put it on, Robert Downey Jr. was already out there.
What did he get it for?
I think it was the Iconic Award or the...
He's pretty big for it.
Superhero, yeah. Something like that.
I mean, he doesn't step out the door for less than $70 million.
Yeah, but he always gets to these kids things. He's always at the Kids' Choice Awards.
He is?
He's always at the MTV Awards. Yeah, he's always at these award shows. He never misses them.
Yeah, well, he's just so big. I mean, you know, I just... Mm. Speaking of $70 million and what people are getting, did you hear what the cast of Beverly Hills 90210 are getting?
I think it was, what, $340,000?
$400 for the whole season, so that's pretty good. That's 50.
Oh, I thought it was $340, and then, for instance, What's-His-Face got an extra $46 for directing.
$15 per episode to direct.
And then somebody else got another $15 for something, right?
The two girls, because they created it. How about that?
Yeah, but I heard it was $340 an episode.
No, it was for the whole season.
That's what I mean, the whole season.
So they get $50,000 an episode, which in today, and the hit was the biggest show out there.
Yeah, I made it through about 2 minutes the other night. I decided to see how it was.
So, but anyhow, point being, if they make it to season two, so right now they're getting $50,000 an episode, they're going to want at least double that. I mean, you know how that always works.
Yeah.
It's like these contracts, these football players, they still have these existing contracts. They still are already paid to pay another year. And they, like that one running back for Dallas, he's holding out because he wants a $15 million a year contract and he's only getting paid three next year. A contract's a contract, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but so, I mean, you know, 50. So they got 400,000 for eight episodes, a total of eight episodes. So it's 50,000 an episode. And the two girls are getting an extra 15,000 for being producer and creator. How did they create it? They just came up with the idea and said, let's rehash it.
It was an awful show. And they're playing themselves, I think, is what the situation is here.
Yeah, they're playing themselves 20 years later.
Yeah. Playing themselves. I mean, mm-hmm. Ian Ziering's playing Ian Ziering.
Yeah, 20 years later. Except they have different wives. You know, they don't have their.
Well, I didn't know they had wives in the first one.
Well, no, I'm in True Life. Oh. I mean, they're like Ian Ziering is playing, you know, like what's her name is playing the president of the, you know, SAG. You know, they're all playing who they are in life still, but their wives and husbands are different people. Like
what
Tori,
do you mean
their wives and husbands? Well, Tori Spelling's husband is being played by an actor.
Yeah.
And speaking of her husband,
that makes it even wackier.
Yeah, if they're playing who they're playing.
Wouldn't you want the husbands wives to be the people?
Yeah.
That they
and speaking of her husband, we were in Toronto when her husband
broke out.
The scandal broke out.
Yeah.
And I think it happened the night we were there. Something happened.
It could have been.
He showed up at our event and he wasn't even supposed to be there.
Right. I think you're right.
Yeah. And I remember all the women were all going, I couldn't even tell you what his name is.
Yeah. German. I think German or something like that.
Maybe.
Who knows? Anyhow,
we're
big fans of the Pasadena Symphony and Pops. We go there every season. It takes place at the Los Angeles County Arboretum in Arcadia, and it's great. Their guest conductor is Michael Feinstein. And again, this is the Pasadena Pops, which is the next one's coming up is August 24th with the music of Elton John, which should be a real blast. The website, if you want to get tickets for the upcoming August 21st concert, the music of Elton John, Pasadena Symphony pops.org. Tickets are still available. Very affordable. I believe they start at $25. It's like an Hollywood Bowl type atmosphere. You can bring your chairs, bring your food, bring your drink, have a party. If you want your own table, tables are a little bit more expensive. Not too much more, but it's a great intimate vibe. Tables are about, I think, six people per table. And we go every year. This is about the fourth or fifth year we've went. Michael Feinstein is the guest conductor. This guy, he manages the Great American Songbook. But boy, this guy, he's got a story about everything, and he knows everybody in Hollywood. So if you're not doing anything,
he's good with storytelling, too.
Yeah, that's what I just said. And if you're not doing anything on Saturday, August 24th, go to the Los Angeles County Arboretum in Arcadia. Starts at 7:30 for the music of Elton John. Thanks to the Pasadena Pops, Pasadena Symphony, for allowing the Harris Brothers to attend every year. It's one of the things that we look forward to every summer and every Saturday in the summer. So this is a great, it's music under the stars.
Warm
and then
night.
You got peacocks there too.
Yeah, and he makes a jest of the peacocks as well.
Yeah.
When people are speaking, you hear the peacocks in the background, which is, it's a pleasant sound, excuse me, to hear when in between the music and so forth, even when he's speaking, they just kind of jump in. The sun is setting and it's very, very warm and just a wonderful, wonderful evening. Now back to the Emmys. We were speaking about the Emmys earlier, just briefly about our upcoming event.
Which happens to be 5 weeks from tomorrow, September 20th?
That's correct. 5 weeks from tomorrow is our event, and 5 weeks from Sunday is the actual awards. But one of the Emmy-nominated shows is Mrs. Maisel. What's the full name of that show, Mark?
The Marvelous Mrs.
Marvelous
Maisel.
Mrs. Maisel. So all across Southern California, well, not Southern California, Los Angeles today, Amazon is promoting the show by offering discounted 1959, is it 1957, rates all across town. We just came from Arts
Deli
here in the Studio City area, where we had a $17 corned beef sandwich for 99 cents. And then we went to Susie's Cakes, where they had the $4 cupcakes for 25 cents all across the Southland today. Well, Los Angeles. Discounts, Pink's hot dogs, 59 cents, blowouts, haircuts, shoe shines, you name it. All across L.A., Amazon is promoting The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. So plenty of time today to still get out. Most of these places are facilitating and offering discounts till 8, 9, or 10 o'clock tonight. So
great show, by the way.
You know, if you have a chance.
I mean, it's great. It's on Amazon.
Yeah. Was that, how many seasons has that been on?
Two, I think. Yeah.
Wow.
Two.
Didn't see the first season, only saw the last one, but I have to say it was.
Yeah, we're still finishing off the first one.
Yeah, I didn't see the first one, but the second one was wonderful. Hopefully it comes back. I would assume it does. Didn't she win last year?
She did. She did win last year, and she's up for it this year. She'll probably win it again. I don't know who else is in the comedy actress category, but she was good. You know, she was really good in that. So.
Very, very entertaining.
Like I
show.
Said before, this is the new golden age of Hollywood. There is so many good shows that are on network TV, or cable TV, streaming TV. You know, my DVR is constantly TiVoing something. I say DVRing.
Yeah, and I do that sometimes too.
Yeah,
you blend two words together.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
so but there's so much. Yellowstone is on the Paramount.
Oh, did
Network.
You see that last night?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. Yeah, well, I'm not going to say
the last week was fantastic.
Yeah,
wow.
You know, just like the disappearance last week. You can't top last week's episode.
Yeah.
Last week's Yellowstone was really good.
Yeah.
It's hard to top that one. So.
Yeah, you kind of like peaked. You can only go,
then Yellowstone's great. You know, I love the sequel to The Good Wife on CBS. It's The Good Fight. It was streaming the first two seasons on CBS. Now they're running the first two seasons on CBS. It's fantastic. The Good Life, or The Good Fight. Grand Hotel, kind of cheesy on ABC.
Very
on
cheesy,
night,
but I like it.
But I like it because they're based at the Fontainebleau.
Very cheesy.
Which is great.
And it's getting cheesier every
it's
week.
Getting cheesier
but
every week.
I still like it.
On Showtime, they just completed the season of The Loudest Voice, which was TV at its finest. We've got Oscar or Emmy nominees coming out next year for this show, that's for sure. City on the Hill.
Boy, they
Kevin
did a
Bacon.
Good job with Russell Crowe's makeup. Boy, he
He wore a fat suit. But the face, you know, but great. He did.
I was going to say
suit.
He had to put on about 100 pounds.
Right. The City on the Hill with Kevin Bacon. We're going to see him for an Emmy nominee next year. That's great. We just finished The Little Lies. Succession just started. I must sound like somebody that watches a lot of TV, but there's just so much out there. It's just congratulations to the Emmy Academy this year picking the best of the best.
Yeah,
because
fantastic.
It's sensational.
Good stuff. You know, we like to participate with as many charity events throughout the year as we can. When we're invited to participate or come on board or do our share, we enjoy it. A couple times a year we get a chance to do it. Recently, we were invited to get involved with the Wish Education Foundation. It's a wonderful charity organization that is going to be hosting its, I think, third or fourth annual Cocktails on the Roof in Santa Clarita. It's taking place in the parking lot, the Macy's parking lot rooftop, where all the money is going to the Wish Education Foundation. And this is one of those like wine and cheese type things that, Mark, we frequent quite often. It's going to be considered all the restaurants in the Santa Clarita Valley, from Valencia to Canyon Country to Stevenson Ranch and so forth. All the restaurants locally in Santa Clarita Valley are going to be participating. There's going to be a lot of wine tasting, cocktails, and so forth. So it's called the Cocktails on the Roof. Go to theroofscv.org to see about getting tickets. It's going to be a wonderful event benefiting a great, great charity, the Wish Education Foundation, on Friday, September 5th in Santa Clarita. So get out there and donate if
calendar.
You can. Yeah.
What time does it start?
It starts at 8 o'clock, but we have the VIP early entrance.
I like that.
7:30. You know, the VIP, just like when we were at the Altamed. How long ago was that? That was only about 3 weeks ago, right? The Altamed.
This Friday makes 3 weeks. Yeah, it was very nice. Very nice.
Boy, the time has gone by. The Altamed Wine and Cheese Festival, the Napa meets the East
Los
Angeles.
There's so much going on around here in LA area, Southern California. You and I were lucky enough to go to the circus the other night. Now, the circus is something I haven't been to in years. Circus Vargas, circusvargas.com. They were at the Santa Anita parking lot in Arcadia. Back to Arcadia. All sorts of stuff is going on in Arcadia. You got the Arboretum. You got the Pasadena Pops going on there. You've got the Santa Anita Racetrack. You've got the Westfield Shopping Center. You've got the Denny's Windmill. It's filled with attractions, filled with places to go. But we were at the Circus Vargas the other night. CircusVargas.com. You know, this is a smaller this is a smaller venue. It's not like other circuses that are a lot bigger. They travel around all year, around the country, around the world. And again, this is an intimate surroundings. I don't know, how many people you think fit in the tent?
That's a good question.
About 1,000, 800, something like that, or 700? But it's very
At
intimate.
Least 500, at least
they
500.
Had, they had magicians, acrobats, jugglers, the trapeze artists, clowns.
Trampoline.
Just, you know, it's just an explosion of activity, what's going on in this thing. And it's the end of the big top or the little top. It's not as big as other circuses, but it's a smaller venue. But anyhow, it's
big top. Yeah, it's good. But it looked a lot bigger from the outside. Yeah.
Good old-fashioned family entertainment in 2019.
So, with a halftime. Intermission. With an intermission.
So, I mean, if you are looking for something different to do, something that you don't get a chance to do, but maybe once a year if they come into your neighborhood, next time you see a sign or a commercial, which I just saw a commercial from yesterday, you got to get to Circus Vargas. They've been around. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary. Fabulous. And, you know, I like new entertainment, old entertainment, but I also like good old-fashioned family entertainment. And if you want that, go to circusvargas.com. See where the next show is going to be. See where the next performance is going to be. And get there with the family. And by all means, enjoy. Get some cotton candy. Some
souvenirs.
Souvenirs. And just enjoy two hours.
You forgot to mention that they had a strongman, too.
Oh, the strongman, too. Right. So get out there and enjoy yourself and have some good old-fashioned entertainment like we used to.
Right. And I thought they were going to have somebody shooting out a cannon.
Well, that's what they started. Yeah. It was part of the gag. You know?
Yeah, and I didn't think there was no way that we were going to have that happen. But when I saw they had that safety net, right. I thought they're going to still make it happen.
Fantastic.
But fun.
Fantastic.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
But what movies are opening up this weekend?
This weekend? I don't know. Last week? I don't know anymore. Summer hasn't had the big hits or big movies that you always look for.
Oh, really?
Well, what have you?
Well,
I think
Toy Story was $400 million.
Aladdin.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Four or five. That's big for a summer. Yeah.
But
Spider-Man.
Are there any that you really want?
No, not me, but I'm just saying there's at least four movies that have made four. Let's see. There's Aladdin.
I guess what I'm getting is every year they are out there, but this year there wasn't anything that I really wanted to see.
Oh, not that I wanted to see, but there was, I think this is probably one of the biggest summers ever.
I disagree with that.
Well, Toy Story made $400 million. Lion King.
I'm not talking about dollar-wise. I'm talking about just big movies that come out that you know.
Not that I want to see, but I'm thinking, like I said, there's four movies that have made over $400 million. That's huge. Yeah. Spider-Man, Avengers.
Every year now with the price of tickets being more expensive now, more and more movies these days are going to make more money than they did before.
Yeah, but Avengers, Lion King, Spider-Man.
Was Avengers this year?
Avengers, yeah. Wow. It was Memorial Day weekend, wasn't it?
Wow.
Yeah. And I think Hobbs and Shaw must be the last, not that low. I mean, it made $100 million last weekend, but not, you know, a $400 million movie like these other ones. But like Toy Story, I mean, after what? It's been about 15 years since the last one came out?
I don't know.
And this one still made $400 million. Yeah, those Disney ones don't. Dumbo, you saw that.
I did. I liked it.
That is the only one that's live action, like Aladdin, Lion King. What's the other one? That's the only live
action. Jungle Book, I think.
Yeah, Jungle Book. Dumbo was the only one that did not make the $400 million like the other ones.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it looked good, but the fact that it didn't make that much money and you didn't really praise it to me.
I liked it. As a matter of fact, I liked it a lot. Typical Tim Burton thing, you know, had that dark look to it. Yeah. Michael Keaton was in it. Danny DeVito was in it. I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I'll see when...
It'll be on DVD. It's on HBO. DVD now.
Yeah, well, no. Twice I've almost rented it, but I didn't because of the fact it didn't make that much and you didn't say, oh, it's real good. I thought, well, I'll see when it gets on HBO. Because everything gets on HBO.
Gotcha.
You know, but what I did see recently was The Intruder with Quaid.
I'm Dennis Quaid. Because you've been bragging.
Well, because it came out quick. I didn't go. I wanted to see when it came out, but it was gone so quick. I thought it was a bomb.
The way you've been bragging about it, I got to see it.
No, it was better than I thought. Okay. And I figured for a dollar.
Okay. Can't beat that.
Yeah. Do you have any other more shout-outs, Mark? We got.
No.
Zena, we have a guest.
We have a guest
that,
coming right now. Yeah. So why don't you get the guest and take it from there.
Why don't you talk about the, I'm getting Halea.
Why don't you go ahead and get our guest?
Yeah, talk about
You know, again, this is a great weekend here in Los Angeles. There's always stuff to see and do out here. We've got beautiful weather. Kids are back in school. Gives the parents a chance to relax a little bit. And on another note, if, like I said before, if you are looking to buy or sell real estate in this extremely hot L.A. market, I'm the guy. MarkHarrisRealtor@gmail.com. I'll either list your house and sell it fast or find you the house that you're looking for. Your dream home? Come to me. MarkHarrisRealtor@gmail.com. Because I'll tell you right now, now more than ever, there's real estate shows on TV. Suge Knight's son's got a real estate show on. They've got these two twins that are on the They've got a real estate office on the Sunset Strip, the Oppenheimer twins. They've got a reality show. You've got Million Dollar Listing New York, Million Dollar Listing L.A. There's another one called Million Dollar Buys, where they meet different people who are looking to buy property. And it's a funny thing, I was watching the show last week, and they asked him, what's your budget for the house? They were in Beverly Hills, and they said, my budget's $25 million. Thinking, what a hoot. Her budget is $25 million to buy a house. So they're taking her to the $29 million houses, the $30 million houses. Young girl, too. She's a producer in Hollywood.
What's this, Mark?
It's a show I caught on cable last week. It was called Million Dollar Buys or something.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And she came in to buy a $25 million house.
Well, crazy. But, Mark, we have our guest that just joined us today with – could you – Monique, could you pronounce the name of the company?
Yes. Well, first of all, it's good to see you again.
Good to see Monique.
Hi.
I'm sorry.
Hello. I know, right? You go right to it because it looks tasty.
It does, but we're going right into it because we're running a little behind.
Got it. Well, I just wanted you to know that she's doing my event this weekend. And
didn't know what your event was.
We're doing a little –
but we're going to get to that in a second. But I'm very – how do you pronounce that?
I am Amaranth.
Okay. Because I was on the website today and I was telling him, I'm not sure if it's I am Aranth or I'm Aranth.
Got to pronounce it the right way.
I know it's tricky, but the idea was to communicate as I am amazing, because that's what the brand was all about, for being I am amazing.
By the way, we're on Facebook Live too, if you guys want to
hey. Log
in. Yeah, but
I forgot about that myself.
Yeah, I know. I totally forgot about it as well. But thanks for
too
coming
much going
today.
In. There's just too much going yeah. on.
Good
you know?
Fun. It's good
yeah.
energy.
Yeah. But so tell us about your product. And I love the packaging.
So, turn around, Matt, and show it to the
oh, that's
camera.
Right. There we go.
We just got done saying okay. Facebook Live.
So,
you gotta
yes,
get the
we
got to
show
there.
Them the goodies.
I know. So this is...
So the main idea was to everybody... recognize, because that's why the snacks came, because I recognized that I was amazing in how I can communicate Amaranth to the world, and that's why it's I am, because we're all so unique. It's so it's I am unique, I am amazing, and to remind yourself every single day what you can do for the world.
Well, and that's for sure.
That's what the brand is, and we are communicating Amaranth to the world, and we developed snacks. So you can try Amaranth in a crunchy, chewy, chocolatey experience.
I've never heard of Amaranth before.
I know.
What is that?
A lot of people haven't. A lot of people believe it's a grain, but it's actually a seed. It's a seed. It grows in Mexico.
Yeah, it grows
a little bit in Peru.
I like this. I like what it said. A mineral derived from Mexico.
Exactly.
From the ancestors.
Yeah, from the Aztecs.
Is this like agave and tequila? You can only find it in Mexico?
Actually, it grows a little bit in Peru.
Okay.
A little bit in India, but it's a different Amaranth.
Peru, India, and Mexico.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Exotic.
Yeah,
but it matches your tie.
Yeah,
little
pocket square.
I know, it does.
It does, doesn't it?
I've never heard of it.
And actually, this seed was a staple ancient seed since the Aztecs, and they gave it to their warriors before going out and looking for food. They worshipped it. They used it in their ceremony, so they knew what Amaranth did to them.
I thought you were going to say they gave it to the warriors before battle, and that's why they never lost the battle.
They gave it
exactly.
before sacrifice.
Yeah,
so it was like their last meal.
Sacrifice yeah. battle.
It's easy. We're looking
what
at two
flavor
different
do you
ways.
Guys want to try?
Well, let's see. What do we got? We've got
habanero.
We got crunchy peanuts, and we got
Amaranth sticks, which in Mexico are churritos.
Okay, well that sounds good. Let's go with that.
It's a Mexican favorite snack, but in the healthiest, most yummiest version possible.
Well, the Harris brothers like everything healthy. So, health is wealth.
Exactly.
This ain't easy. Okay, here we go.
You have to try. Those are the lime, and it's lime. Dried up lime.
Tangy.
It's tangy.
So Mark, what do you have?
I'll have one up here. I'll have one here.
But you guys
tangy.
Have to try habanero because those
and
are very, very
low.
Popular.
These are 140 calories
yeah.
per serving.
These are, how long?
Oh, powerful.
Only 140 calories per
very
serving.
Very tangy.
Very tangy, very tasty, very intense.
Powerful.
And you know, they don't
very clean ingredients.
They don't taste super healthy, which is good.
Yeah, see? I was telling.
That's the good thing.
People try and like, oh my God, can I see the ingredients? Is this really that healthy?
How old is this brand? How long has this been around?
We launched in March.
Oh, so brand new.
It's very, very new, but we have over 10
Thank
snacks.
You, Monique. Welcome. Monique does it again.
Hey.
Does it again.
Well, I just wanted to tell you guys, I'm not just doing the Justice for Jackie documentaries. This is the funner side of my brand.
You just sent us the trailer the other day.
Yes.
I saw that. Very good.
Thank
very
you.
Good.
But, you know, when we're not doing those stories, we're doing brand mixers like with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing startups and helping them get their foot in Hollywood. And so this is one of the brands.
Excellent.
And fantastic. Awesome thing about it is that it's targeted for everybody. Our kids love our snacks. It took us 2 years to perfect the flavors.
She has four kids.
And until, kids. Yeah, wow. until our kids crave the snacks, we would not stop perfecting.
So a mother and an entrepreneur at the same time.
And a full-time mother.
Wow. You know, way to go. My daughter, my youngest daughter, who's 23, if she were to pick up something like this, first thing she's doing is the back.
Exactly.
This is something
really?
I never do. But Whitney,
no, I don't either.
Whitney always
but
goes
the
to the back.
The thing I do like about this is it's big.
Yeah.
This would be Whitney approved. This would definitely be Whitney approved. And the peanuts, actually, the peanuts.
Give me another flavor. Let's see.
And 4 grams of protein.
Oh, what are these?
Also, amaranth is very high in protein.
She just tell them about the chocolate.
Oh, it's new. The whole thing is new.
The whole thing is new,
but super special.
Yeah, Whitney would definitely love these because she loves.
What is it? Like a snack bar?
Yeah, it's a snack bar.
It's a vegan chocolate. It also took us a lot to perfect it because our kids love milk chocolate. And a lot of milk chocolate is very high in sugar, not healthy.
Yeah.
So we make the almond milk from scratch in order to incorporate it into the cacao.
The almond milk. Yeah, we got a gallon of that in the refrigerator. Oh, thank you, Whitney. Exactly. Oh, where's all Whitney drinks?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's a milky. It's not a vegan dark chocolate. It's a milky vegan chocolate.
Okay.
And we incorporate as much amaranth in there. So it's a crunchy amaranth. And we have coffee flavors, hazelnut, ginger, and almond.
You tried
those. What are those? The peanuts?
Yeah.
Peanuts.
He was talking about his almond milk and this protein bar. Last night, I went out and I got Pepperidge Farm chocolate chip cookies with real milk. And boy, there's nothing like that.
There's always a rebel in the family.
I don't drink the almond milk. Whitney drinks the almond milk. But this stuff.
You know what this tastes like? This kind of tastes, but healthier. The Blue Diamond almonds. That are flavored, like the bacon flavor.
Because those are intense. They have intensity and flavor.
That's what kind of reminds me of.
Very intense flavor.
We dry up the chiles, ground. We grow them. We dry them up in the sun. Everything is completely handmade.
Are these made in Mexico or are these made here?
Everything is made in Mexico. We have three facilities where everything is made at. Wow. Our chocolate is one facility. All of the savory snacks is one. And we have a very new facility, which we're doing cookies and all these baked goods with amaranth.
Wow. I love the
I like that.
It's easy because you can throw it in your bag.
This doesn't look cheap.
You have to appreciate this if you're a mother because I'm always carrying snacks in my purse.
We are mothers. We are mothers.
We are bad mothers.
We're fathers. We're mothers.
We're
bad mothers.
We're a couple of bad mothers.
We're bad mothers, that's for sure. Yeah.
Well, you guys have to appreciate this. What's the price point?
Yeah.
For those, it's $2.99.
Okay, because it looks more expensive because the presentation.
I know.
You know, and a lot of people pay a lot for that, and the contents aren't that good. They're paying more for the contents.
Exactly.
This is something I could see in Shark Tank. Did you go to Shark Tank?
Not yet.
Are you thinking about going to Shark Tank?
Probably.
Because this is a Shark Tank product.
Probably. We launched at the Expo West, and a lot of people came to us saying, if you guys want investors, we're in. We love the brand.
Ah.
We love the snacks. We love the flavors. You cannot believe this is so healthy.
Yeah.
So you guys,
it's exciting.
You can. I mean, I don't believe it. Usually, I got to say, I'm not a healthy food type person. But when you do try this stuff,
this
it's
coming
like,
from somebody. We just came and had lunch at the deli over there. We had a corned beef sandwich, and we got
some cupcakes.
But
that's what I'm saying. Usually, that health food stuff, it doesn't taste that good.
I know.
It's good for you, and you pay more for it, but it doesn't taste that good.
Right.
But this doesn't taste
good.
Like health
Low
food.
Low calorie.
Pleasurable.
Yeah.
It's pleasurable health food.
Yeah.
And
this is a good
food.
Snack.
Like
yeah.
This should go good with beer, too.
We just came up with this in the lobby.
Pleasurable health food.
That's
like
the
that.
Tag. And you guys, here's
note
what's
to
cool.
myself to trademark pleasurable health food.
Oh, we already did it, boo. We just called them. Just kidding. We just called the lawyer. No. But you guys, in Mexico, she partners with the farmers, and she's very hands-on with it being fair trade.
Oh, okay.
Fair trade.
That's good. Fair trade. And we only grow amaranth in season like the Aztecs did. Like, we're doing...
Wow.
We're looking everything from the soil to the finished product.
Now, here comes the important question. How did you get into this business?
Well, I'm a dietitian.
Oh, okay.
And I have 4 kids. So I was seeing patients all morning. I was trying to feed my kids as healthy as possible all day long. And for mothers who want to feed their kids healthy, it's really hard because...
It's got a little bit of a sip.
Yeah.
It's really hard because as a mother, you want health. And as a kid, you want flavor. Mm-hmm. So combining both was really hard. And it was really hard in Mexico. You can't find snacks that combine both.
Yeah.
So I was negotiating with my kids all day long from like healthy to savory to really something that would satisfy their taste buds, but would also be healthy. And I couldn't find anything.
Right.
And patients were like, Helen, you should do something with amaranth because I gave them amaranth in their smoothies at the beginning. And they felt so much better. And in a lot of studies, it's shown to have cholesterol lowering effects. So I was giving it to a lot of patients. And the patients started asking, can you do this in like a crunchy, salty, spicy? Can you do this in a chewy brownie? Can you do this? So I started incorporating it. And I started trying it with the kids, and when they loved it, I knew I had something special.
Mm-hmm. I like your logo here too. Not logo, your slogan.
Packaging.
Slogan. I love. I love what I am. I am what I love.
Yeah,
that's a good slogan.
Packaging is good. Product is good.
Now,
price is right.
If I was to leave here,
yeah.
If I was to leave here this afternoon,
and protein is high.
Protein is high.
If I was to leave here this afternoon, and we go, we gotta get some of this stuff. Where would we go to get it, or is it just online?
Right now, just online on Amazon.
Wow. What's the website?
But if you go to I Love Amaranth, which is our hashtag.
Spell it out.
Yeah.
I-L-O-V-E-A-M-A-R-A-N-T-H. I love Amaranth.
Yeah.
Because you got to get used to that.
That's the saying. When I was on the website today, I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, that could be tricky to say. I was pronouncing incorrectly, so... I know you just said it really quick, so it's good that you spelled it out. But
yeah,
so are you trying to get into, here's the question we ask everybody.
We're looking
like
to see
Whole
a
Foods.
Lot of buyers, Whole Foods, and a lot of groceries. They're loving the snacks. They recognize this is so unique.
Yeah.
And it's just a process, but we're getting there. We're there. We're going to be in distribution very, very soon. It's so new to the market, so we have to really get out there what amaranth does to the body and what amaranth is. And
here's
I
a silly question, Monique.
Yeah.
She's going to be participating in an Emmy event.
Yes.
Okay.
5 weeks tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your people deserve the best.
Yeah.
5 weeks tomorrow.
I thought so, but I just want to make sure.
Yes, she's the one.
We got so much going on. I know you're bringing somebody in.
We just
I thought
added
she was
her
a new client.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
I might have another one for you also.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. So that's a great way to, I'm sure she gives the whole 911 on what we do and the whole gifting suite.
Yeah.
That's a great way for promotion. And a good thing for press and media. So people are going to be, well, you're going to have everybody come up to you. Is this where you're going to be giving
out? Actually, at our events, people go crazy because we have big bowls and everybody just approaches and tries every flavor every texture and every, and then they get to take a bag of their own. So for the chocolate, our last event, we finished like boxes and boxes.
So how many different items
chocolate.
Do you have? Like right here, you've got the habanero.
We're missing the chips. We have chips with amaranth chips.
And
we have sunflower seeds because sunflower seeds are
chips,
so nutritious.
Sunflower seeds and
the
chocolate.
The peanuts, the chip, the sticks.
Yes.
We have peanut butter cups with chipotle, and we have with coffee. We have those I Am Cacaos, which is the Mexican cacao, very intense cacao, the vegan. And we're launching cookies, and everything is 100% real food ingredients. Like, we don't use fillers. We don't use anything.
Whitney approved.
Whitney approved. Yeah, Whitney approved.
Let's send her some.
We have the clusters, which in Mexico are called alegrias. Have you guys gone to Mexico or no?
Oh, we've been to Mexico.
All over Mexico.
Acapulco. You guys sure have seen. They're sold in like every stop sign. They're called alegrias, and it's puffed amaranth. It's like a bar. Okay. It's filled with sugar. But anyway, for us, we lower the sugar content. We're using pure unrefined agave in a very low amount. And so we're doing all those Mexican favorites. So we're doing the clusters. We're doing cookies.
You're doing granola,
which is 80% amaranth.
How come so many so quickly? I mean, you just launched in March. You should
I'm
have a couple.
You roll
with
out a couple.
Snacks.
Yeah, a
you
couple.
Rolling out a couple later.
Passion
like,
project.
Yeah, so you're like attacking
I'm
full
so
force.
I'm so passionate
about
developing amaranth snacks because it could be, it's so flavorful. And you know what? No matter your taste buds, you can find something made of amaranth. If you love chocolate, go for the chocolate. If you love savory, go for savory. If you're looking for like every morning granola, it's low in sugar, high in protein, and you're getting all the benefits of amaranth, you go for the granola. So I'm doing it for everybody who tries to incorporate amaranth into their diet.
Are you from Mexico?
I'm actually, My ancestors are not from Mexico, but we're from Mexico.
Because I would think that, you know, you've got to have somebody from Mexico to be familiar with this in the first place.
Yeah, we grew up there.
Because this is, you're familiar with the whole thing. Because I never heard of this before.
And in Mexico, we're selling out like crazy. Because,
I bet,
And New York.
And New York.
Jack up the price. Wow. Jack up the price, for sure. So I would assume you're attending all kinds of food trade shows and so forth. And it's, I mean... Is there anybody else in this market with this?
No competition.
Nope,
zero.
Wow.
And it
so
would
there's no ceiling.
Really
you guys
hard for us for somebody to compete if they do not know how to use amaranth. That's why it took us more than 2 years to understand how we could incorporate in the healthiest version possible. And since it grows in the country where we manufacture, we're vertically integrated. It's really hard for someone right now to do. Okay, I'm going to do amaranth snacks. It took us a lot of time. And since we go directly with the farmers and we're Mexicans and we know how that process works,
mm-hmm.
and we appreciate amaranth as the cultural like ancient seed.
Almost sounds like it's some scientific drug or something.
Amaranth.
Project
like
Project Amaranth. That new or that new Brad Pitt movie.
Oh, I am Amaranth.
Something like that. Yeah. You know, Project Amaranth.
Well, you know how they have a wine season? They have an Amaranth season right now.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Perfect.
Wow.
Maybe you guys should come down.
And it's actually a beautiful flower. The color of the flower is a little bit like your flower here. So it's a very beautiful, intense flower. And the seed is white, but the flower is just...
How about these colors that you chose here? Is there any significance to that?
Yeah, the amaranth grows in a couple of different colors. And those are the main colors. And when you're seeing it through the sun, it kind of looks bluish.
Wow.
When you're seeing it in the dark, it looks purplish. So all these colors that you see that glow, it's the glowing amaranth flower.
The amaranth strain. It still sounds like a science fiction movie. But I love it. And I love how the bags... You already have the pre-tear here. So,
you have to. A lot of times you have to.
You have to try habanero.
Those are habanero. Yeah. I'm dying for you to try them.
Yeah. These are fantastic. And I would assume you're on social media.
Yep.
What are your social media tags? I'm sure you're on Twitter.
And Instagram. We're very strong on Instagram.
And what is your tag?
It's I love amaranth. I-L-O-V-E-A-M-A-R-A-N-T-H.
So you're
That's
on.
The hashtag.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah. And
Instagram. What about Facebook?
Yeah, we're starting on Facebook.
What about TikTok? Monique, do you know what TikTok is?
Yes, it's crazy.
We have no idea what it is. We've been hearing, and we're
I'm
like,
cool
even
on TikTok.
even today we're talking about, we're like, what exactly is TikTok? And we're thinking crazy.
we're out of.
But that and Snap, I don't have time. I've got to drive.
Snapchat still out there?
Yes.
Oh, it is? Sure, Snapchat. Okay. Huge.
Yeah.
Somebody just bought it. Instagram or Facebook or somebody on Snapchat.
Yeah. Okay.
Google, driving. Somebody bought it.
The kids like to do it. They got time to do it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
that's right. So, and your website again?
It's iAmaranth. I-A-M-A-R-A-N-T-H. It's
for anybody who's listening. And if you want to try this stuff and purchase, you have to go to your website. And do you have a minimum order? Does it come in only in a box?
Right now, it comes in like a 10-pack, but we're going to be in
so stores very soon. It's through Amazon?
It's through Amazon.
Oh, fantastic.
Right now, through Amazon. It's order like Amazon Prime. So
order it now. You'll have it tomorrow morning.
Exactly. Yeah.
We got Amazon stuff coming all the time.
And in a couple of weeks, we're going to have all those snacks that are coming up. So in like 2 more weeks, we're going to have the cookie and the granola and everything
so
up there.
So other than our show or our event, it's not a show, our event 5 weeks from tomorrow, what other upcoming events do you have?
Actually, going to be tomorrow in Latin Food Fest in San Diego.
Latin Food Fest.
Great.
We're going to be actually in one event every month by now to December. We're going to be also again in the Expo West in March, but we're trying to do at least 1 or 2 events a month.
Great.
We want to get the product out there.
Get the word out.
We love California. This is the perfect spot to be launching everything.
Great.
And we really partner with Monique, and we're going to do a lot of stuff with her. Everything she's doing, we're going to be
Monique is crazy.
Am so crazy.
Now, did Monique find you, or did you find Monique?
Actually, I think we
found each other.
At the same time.
I think it was meant to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she'll be at my pre-Black Girls Rock Awards event this Saturday.
What exactly is that, Monique?
That is a pre-Black Girls Rock brand mixer.
That's a tongue twister. Pre-Black Girls Rock Awards
brand mixer.
Well, that sounds exciting, ladies. Thanks for coming in.
We will see you five weeks from tomorrow
at the WA Creations Celebrity Lifestyle Gifting Suite taking place on September 20th.
To celebrate Emmys in Hollywood.
That's right.
Yes.
So in the meantime, as we close out our show, we ask that you catch the Harris Brothers on a Classic Storage Wars on the FYI Network, 9 p.m. tonight. The French Job, one of my favorites, is on tonight, 9 p.m. Get it. It's good old-fashioned family entertainment. If you have any brands, services that are interested in participating in our upcoming gifting suite, go to wildcreationsmedia.com. And the most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, the most important thing here in this hot L.A. real estate market, if you're looking to buy or sell real estate, contact Mark Harris Realtor at gmail.com. I'll get you in a house fast, or I'll sell your house faster. So until next week, thanks so much for listening. Get out there and enjoy yourself. Buy something, drink something good, eat something better. And until next week, ciao.
Later.
Hey, you guys are
a
rock star.
I know.
I want to give you a piece of
Listen to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.